Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the Moving to Orlando show. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Olympus Project in Claremont. If you don't know what that is, stay tuned. You're going to want to hear about it. Welcome, folks. Coming to you from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, I'm your host, Pete Werner. Joined in the studio this week by my good friends and realtors, Mr. Ruben Colon.
Hi there.
Mr. Josh Evans.
Hello.
And not a realtor, but a heck of a great producer, Mr. Corey Fiescanaro.
Welcome.
See, all you people who complain about me picking on him, I'm being nice.
I'm getting a good stint of shows at the beginning and the front of the show. Is getting a lot of compliments, so it's very good.
Well, you know I love you, Fiesco. Yeah. Everybody gets upset because I just, our relation, it's my relationship with him. I bust on him. I love him to death.
Love him to death.
So any of that joking is just good natured ribbing. And he can't do anything because he works for me. All right. So before we get started, if you are interested in purchasing a home in the Central Florida area, please head over to movingtoorlando.com and you can check out all the great information and articles and listings and all that stuff we have on our website, but also the contact us form on the little menu bar. You can fill out your information and one of our great realtors, either one of these two gentlemen, or Sean Falk, of course, will be happy to help you. So this week, I wanted to do this show on the Olympus Project. Last month, I believe it was, Josh wrote up an article for our site, Moving to Orlando. And as if you didn't know that that was the name of our site, because I haven't said it 17 times already in the first 3 minutes of this show. But Josh wrote this article on the Olympus Project, and it got a ton of attention. It really kind of surprised me that people were this interested in the Olympus Project. And the more I read Josh's article and the more I learned about it, I'm like, oh, okay, I get why. This is going to have a huge impact on Claremont in general, but also, you know, some of the things that they're planning to develop. So, Josh, why don't you kind of give everybody an overview of the Olympus Project? This is massive. How many acres?
So the Olympus Project is going to encompass 243, give or take, acres in Claremont. It's situated just east of Lake Louisa, and it's going all the way down by Western Way by Disney. So, it's got a couple great things just with that. You know, it's in between Disney and, one of the major parts of Claremont. And they're calling for, I believe, 1,000 residential units and quite a bit of health and wellness-related stuff in this master plan community. So it really is a pretty big project.
And what got my attention was spas.
Yes.
Spas are coming. Oh, yeah. And look, immediately Fiesco perks up.
You got my attention.
Whereas this area can definitely use some more spas. This, like you said, it's a master plan community. They're investing almost $1.5 billion
absolutely
to develop this, and this is going to include apartments. This is going to include new build communities, obviously. So this has got people understandably excited. Now, you guys were talking to me before about the new build communities.
Yeah. So alongside Olympus, there's one specific new build community that is right down the road from it that's being built around the same time frame as Olympus, and that's Ridgeview. As right now, two different builders working with them. It's going to be Hanover Family Builders and Pulte, I believe. And those are the builders as right now in that community. Price ranges anywhere between, I want to say for Pulte, it's 316 to like 448. Hanover starts in the low 400s though.
Okay.
So both great builders. So that's right there, being built alongside Olympus. And it's not too far from the Disney parks. The specific community alongside Olympus is about 33 minutes, I think, away from Disney Springs specifically. And that's without the extension of the West Way that's on its way.
Western Way?
Yeah, Western Way. Western Way. So that's obviously going to cut your time probably closer to the 20-minute
mark. Yeah, everybody is waiting for Western Way to be completed. Been hearing about Western Way for a while. I think it got everything got kind of thrown into a tizzy this past year. But now there's also, Josh, the apartments that are being built. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, out of the 1,000 residential units that they're calling for this Olympus project is one of the first things they announced this past February, actually, was a four-story apartment complex that they're putting in. It's called Integra Heights at Olympus, I believe. And they're calling for well over 200 apartments. I mean, it should be another great addition to the community, with apartments, there being residential, just single family homes. I'm sure they're going to have townhomes over there and estates. So they're calling for this multifamily dwelling first, which is, you know, an excellent addition to the community.
And the timing on this, I mean, these developers have got to be like thanking whatever they pray to. The timing on this, because you have to imagine that the plans for this and the initial investments were done a few years ago. The market was good, not what it is now. And so this is, I mean, now, and we were talking about a master plan community. What would you compare this to? Would you compare this to like Celebration? Are you comparing this to like, what do you think?
Me personally, I would kind of sort of in a way compare a little bit to the Margaritaville Towns shopping center area, because obviously this is a fitness center. But they do have retail coming, as well as, some medical centers, orthopedics, dining experiences. So if I had to compare it to anything, that's probably the closest I could get to it, minus the fitness side of things.
That's going to be a huge focus for this, is going to be, as Josh mentioned, the health and wellness.
Right.
So, we're going to see it like, sports centers, I don't understand anything.
Right.
Look at me. I mean, I you get me to run, but you're going to have to staple a box of Twinkies to the guy in front of me.
Have me chase him.
That's about the only way you're going to get me to run. But, so this is going to be kind of an entire community that's built around this concept. Mm-hmm. And again, spas. There will be spas, which has me very excited as well. But now, Ruben, you live in Claremont. Any concerns for you about the creation of this community?
Obviously there's some concerns, how is that going to change the traffic? How is that going to change, the atmosphere? Ultimately, I'm more excited than I am nervous about the community, just because it's adding a lot there. There's so much more to do in Claremont now. If you haven't checked out our Moving to Claremont video, I heard a very charming individual made his debut there. So maybe check that out. But
that's right. That was your first one.
It was. I'm very biased about Claremont. Terms of location, it's a great area for families. I'm not going to go too much.
But you were raised it. I mean,
right. I was born in Orlando, but I moved over there when I was 8 years old, and I've, I've grown up there since. I've never left Claremont, and for great reason. It's beautiful, gorgeous. The hills, I absolutely love it. And I'm again not going to get too much into it because we have a whole video dedicated.
Okay,
to it.
Okay, just gotta throw something in. He's talking about the hills. This is a Florida boy. Yeah. Okay. So everybody else, all of us from, not from Florida, he's a Florida boy. any, you know, a road incline over 20 feet is considered a hill here.
That's high.
that's a big incline.
Yeah. No, definitely. And then I would say that in terms of, you know, what types of people, it's usually, you know, it's very family oriented. You know, a lot of people like to retire there, and now we're going to have professional athletes coming from all over. So it's great. The area is amazing. Definitely check it out. And this is just going to add more to it, a lot more to do, and, you know, something new for me to check out, my favorite destinations.
Now, are these new build communities, like, are they starting to sell already, or are they not at that point yet?
Yeah. So one specifically are in the pre-sale phase, which is kind of selling. It's a little more, there's very restrictions when it comes to pre-sales. So basically, I believe it, Hanover, for example, they are allowing pre-sales, but they require you to use one of three preferred lenders. And obviously your realtor can give you information on that. They require $10,000 deposit, upfront whenever you go on the contract, and then they will accept no contingencies on these pre-sales right now.
Wow.
So meaning.
So they feel so strongly about the position that they're in.
Yep.
That they're putting those kind of requirements.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't blame them. The community is going to be great, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to be close to that center. And then I know there's been some talks about, you know, what the traffic over on Heartwood Marsh. Everyone hates that road because the traffic does kind of back up because, you know, some of the schools letting out. However, they are, that community specifically, Ridgeview, is actually building a road that is going to allow you to avoid that traffic. So it's very beneficial to check it out. Definitely check it out. And then as well as there's another community that's close by, Heartwood Landing, I believe. Again, right there next to Heartwood Marsh, even closer. So definitely check, you know, these Claremont communities out.
Josh, as you were putting this article together, was there a certain aspect of the community that stood out to you that, like, got you excited?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that got me excited about it was not only the jobs that it was creating, but of course, I love spas as well. Maybe not following the volleyball or the sports stuff, but I love all the stuff that they're putting in there health-wise.
Well, you were raised right.
Right.
You were raised right.
I don't follow the volleyball, but I will enjoy a day at the spa. But, you know, I think the 5,000 jobs that it's going to create there and the $1.4 billion impact that's going to have is fantastic.
And that's just in that's just in the development. It's the $1.4 billion. They are expecting this to have a huge economic impact beyond that around Central Florida. So I think that's why, you know, A, it's something new. It's a big, exciting new project. And everybody's looking for the next celebration. Everybody's looking for the next Horizon West. And, you know, people that, you know, were interested in those areas but didn't get in on the ground floor and see the prices now, I think they're looking at this, you know, this Olympus project and saying, like, okay, you know, maybe this is something we should be considering. So I think that's part of it. That's part of it as well. I mean, it's just, for me, you know, when you see developments of this size, it tells you that the area, the market is really healthy. And if it can support something like this, it really is. It really is. It's exciting.
Yeah. Very exciting. And I think, you know, the main thing we have to keep tabs on is when they're really going to start the actual buildup of Olympus. I know from a lot of the research I've done on it, they're calling for about a 10-year build-out time. So that's definitely a little bit of time we're looking at for the completion of everything. But it's very exciting nonetheless. I mean, a great community.
Well, I mean, look, if builders are already pre-selling areas, they're getting ready. I mean, at least in terms of residential. You know, they're getting ready, you know, obviously we'll start building those things, you know, hopefully not 10 years from now, but you know, I know, understand what you're saying in terms of all of it, like all of the Olympus project.
Right.
But that's also why it's a good idea to get in now, if you can, because it's going to develop. It's going to develop. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen with any of these areas. But so far, you know, I just listed off a number of them that have all done really well. So as a Claremont resident, are you more excited or concerned?
More excited. And jump back real quick about what you just said about value. Something to consider whenever you're potentially going to move forward with it. Definitely sooner is better, just because with every three homes sold in most communities, they're going to raise the prices. That's good in two ways if you move sooner. One, you pay less. Two, the equity on your house is going to go up, you know? So the sooner you move in on that, while they're currently raising the prices on these other homes in that community, that's great for you, because that means the value of your house is now currently going up within the first year. So definitely something to consider. But yeah, for me personally, I'm excited. It's something new to do. Maybe it's just me, but I like new activities. I've lived in Florida my entire life, so something brand new to check out is always of interest to me.
I've lived here now, Lord, coming up on 23 years, April 1st. Wow, God, it is 23. Wow. I just realized that. Like, oh my God, I'm so old. One of the things I have loved about living in Florida, or living in Central Florida in particular, is that there are so many different communities, so many different interesting places. I mean, you know, just from what's here right now, you know, Celebration, Champions Gate, Margaritaville, and that's just off the top of my head, not to mention the stuff in downtown Orlando, the area I live in, which is just outside of downtown Orlando, Winter Park. You know, there are so many wonderful areas, and I love that is just continuing. They're continuing to develop, build, and grow these new things. It's something new to check out. It's exciting. And you talk about how many acres was it again?
243 acres for the Olympus project, which is part of the 15,000 acres of Wellness Way in Claremont.
Okay. By just for reference, the Magic Kingdom is 100 acres. The Magic Kingdom is 100 acres. So you're talking about, this is massive. This is absolutely massive. And so really exciting. So that's a look at the Olympus project in Claremont. And I'm sure we're going to have more as it develops. We'll have more shows to do about things that they are planning or building in the Olympus project. I don't know.
In and around
and part of. But that is going to do it for our show. If you would like to reach out to either of these gentlemen, you can reach josh@movingtoorlando.com and Ruben, Ruben, @movingtoorlando.com. And of course, the contact form on our website is another way to reach us. So I just lost my train of thought. That is going to do it for our show for this week, folks. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week with another edition of the Moving to Orlando show. Have a great week, everybody.